Simply Done, the podcast network.
Hello?
Thank God! You've made it home alive.
Is this Perry?
Yes, Perry. I was worried sick about you. Thank God you're home and alive.
Of course I'm alive.
All right. How was this faggot's dinner? What happened?
You mean the dinner with John?
Yeah. Did he try to drug you or make any homosexual faggot fucking moves on you or anything?
No. Nothing like that at all.
Good. I'm surprised. So nothing immoral or gay?
No.
Good. How was it? What happened? Talk to me.
I'll be honest with you. The dinner was lovely. I had a great time, actually.
Surprising. How can you have a great time with somebody like that?
Well, John can be downright charming when he wants to be, and he was great company, actually.
Oh, God.
I'm serious.
Yeah. Where did he take you?
This really nice restaurant. Very high-end. He knew the owner. It was a great spread, actually. I ate like a king.
Did you drink any alcohol?
I might have had a cocktail or two, but it was fine.
I told you not to have any alcohol!
Perry, I know. I'm a grown boy. I have a high tolerance. Trust me, it was fine.
Did he bring up the dollar amount on how much money he plans on giving me for these Spain spoons?
Well, we didn't talk about figures, no. I was more concerned about him not pressing charges against you.
And I thank you for that. I seriously thank you for that. But here's my question. How would he be able to press charges against me when it was a gift mailed to me? I had no clue that Mole sent something from a guy that he actually stole from.
Well, I know, but they were in your possession. But luckily, that's
again
for now. You don't have to worry about it right now, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, I told him that they would be in good hands with you for the time being.
They are in good hands, and if he doesn't come up with the funds by early September, these spoons and that ticket are being sold at an auction, okay?
Okay, well, hold on a second, Perry. I don't think now is the time to set any hard deadlines.
Why not? I need the funds, and you need the funds. So there's good reason for me to set a hard figure as well as a hard deadline.
What about Don and Maul? They're getting a cut too, right?
Between you and me, Don and Maul are getting nothing. Maul mailed this to me as a gift. So if it's a gift to me from Maul, why would I be sending Mole a cut from what I get from these?
Okay, so when you talked about cutting them in...
I'll tell them they're getting a cut, but they're not getting shit. Fuck them.
Wow.
Look, these guys are not my friends. They're nothing more than business associates I have to deal with from time to time. All right? They were never friends. They were just people that I knew at the comedy store, and that's it. And Don tried to make it look like that Mole's my best friend and all this bullshit, which is a complete lie. And then after coming into my apartment when they had me do a fucking show at my apartment, meaning an anniversary of my apartment, Mole says, oh, let me do the dishes. And then all of a sudden I find only 2 tablespoons in my fucking kitchen cabinet drawer. All my fucking expensive tablespoons from Bed Bath & Beyond were stolen. And those were my mom's collection. She had a beautiful set of silverware on my collection that she gave me. And they were all stolen. And then I got these fans sending me shitty silverware from, like, I don't know, Walmart or some flea market like Pick and Save. I mean, you know, it's just crappy silverware. So I kept 1 silverware and I never opened. And it's just, you know, brass. And for that reason alone, Mole's not getting shit. And Don's not getting shit because he's a fucking demon. with all the evil demonic shit he's put me through throughout all the 28 fucking years I've had to deal with his bullshit. They're not getting jack shit, okay? They're not getting nothing. They don't deserve to be paid. They're getting nothing.
Hey, Perry.
Hey, what's going on?
My question to you is, what's going on with you?
Hold on. Headphones.
Holy shit. Scaremaster.
Wait.
Hey, can I say something health-wise?
What?
You look terrible, man.
I know.
What's going on?
Been home for the past 4 fucking months.
Hey, guys. Big. You know who it is?
It's Mole.
Big. Whoa, Big Perry. Wow, Scaremaster, you guys are fat.
I got fat. I know.
What happened?
Oh, just terrible. I mean, you're like...
What do you mean, what happened? We're home.
You're disgusting. How do I look? Not Mole.
Hey, fat fuck, fuck you.
Man, I'll tell you something. You look fantastic. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know if it's all the Zen meditation you've been doing lately.
A little of that.
But that Maharishi really helped you out, man.
It's not only that. A lot of it has to do, I think, with...
positive mental attitude, PMA.
Absolutely. That plus I'm watching what I'm eating. Perry, you look like you're just...
About time.
Hey, shut the fuck up, you slob.
Hey, fuck you, you slob.
Fuck you.
You guys, you know who it is?
It's Mole.
It's Mole. I shouldn't yell so loud because that's what happened when I heard the last podcast. I was popping like crazy.
Okay, should we get this thing going?
Well, duh.
What do you mean?
I like what Scaremaster said. No, like duh.
Duh, meaning, yeah, stupid, let's get it going.
Yeah, stupid.
Let's get this fucking thing.
I'm stupid? You put on 50 pounds in the last month, and I'm stupid?
I put on 20 pounds in the last month.
Your
no,
fucking
even
belly
I'm
is hanging over like
look,
I've
I'm
never
only 210.
Seen in my life. Oh,
I'm only 210.
I'll bet you smell bad, too.
It's called a pandemic. What do you mean? What do you mean I smell bad?
Oh, the personal pan
pizza. I take
pizza.
A shower every day, you fucking loser.
And let me ask you, when you shower yourself, do you have to do it with the hose out in the front porch like on my 600-pound life, or are you able to fit into the tub still?
I'm not answering that because it sounds moronic and retarded.
Those drive-through car washes and just open the window because it's easier?
Go fuck yourself, Mole, okay?
I'm asking a question. What
yeah, I God, you sound like a fucking
question.
Loser.
Just a simple question.
Hey, it's fucking retarded, stupid.
I know, because how are you going to go to those places where you the self-wash things and use the scrub wand on yourself? It's so like 6 feet long. It's got to be big enough to get the roof of a GMC dually.
Perry, can I say something to you?
What?
Before we start the show, because I don't want to talk about this on the show. Everything's going to be positive on the show.
Finally.
You have let yourself go. What happened? How much do you weigh?
I only weigh 205.
Oh, wait, you were 210 2 minutes ago.
I said 210, but I weighed myself
it?
Earlier today. I was up to 225, and then
yes!
I lost weight.
We got to get you back up to 225. That's your fighting
Look,
weight.
I'm working on it, okay?
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's Simply Don, the Podcast. Hello, everyone. It is me. It is Don, as always. And, of course, who wouldn't want to be with her? My lovely, very beautiful co-host. Say hello to the very wonderful Mary Jane.
Hello. How are you? I'm fine, thank you.
How are you?
I would like to announce that it was very nice of you to admit that I am prettier than you, finally.
What am I supposed to say to that, honestly?
That's wonderful. You're being a very good sport about this. Thank you.
Mary Jane, it is the first Sunday of the month, and do you know what that means?
Yes, Big Three returns.
That's right. The cast of the hit film Windy City Heat. Once a month, the very first Sunday of the month, we get together and do a podcast. Well, it is the first Sunday of the month, so we've got a big podcast. We talk about the pandemic has put maybe a few pounds on Perry. That's brought up. We're going to talk about Spain spoons, and we'll see where else everything goes. Before we get into that, I would like to say, thank goodness, the Comedy Store is slowly opening its doors. So the Comedy Store has opened to do what they call podcasts, and they're performing in front of an audience in the front bar. And in the back bar, there's the sound that goes out there. They've got cameras and TV screens in the back, so everybody's able to see it. So we're one step closer to me having something to do with my life every day. But Mary Jane, we talked about it before. It's a big show, right?
Yes, super big.
So let's get to it right now.
Take it away.
Thanks, Don. Thanks, Mary Jane. We're here with what I feel is always a real good time. It's with my former castmates of the hit film Windy City Heat. We all know him. We love him. Say hello to Mole. Oh, there you are.
Hey Mole. Dan. Hey.
Hey, Mole, what's happening?
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Whose favorite band in the world is right behind them?
It's mine. It's Boston. Smoking, More Than Feeling. Smoking.
If you had to say your favorite song of Boston of all time, what would you say that is?
Like the hope of the city?
No. The band Boston. What we were just talking about.
Smoking, More Than Feeling. Smoking.
You just named two.
Yeah, but I named one of them twice.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm gonna let.
I like a man I'll never be, because he's thinking about. We find
if
out that he's
I got, said this, what's on my mind.
Exactly, because he's going through self doubts about himself, and then he ended up killing himself in his bathroom with the barbecue.
All right, this next guy coming on, don't be frightened. The first thing you're going to notice is the fucking disgusting weight that this guy has put on.
Yeah, now we're going to be known as the Big Four.
It's about fucking time.
Where are you? Hey.
I'm right here.
Perry.
There you are.
Don't talk about your weight problem, okay? This is all about what's going on.
I don't have a weight problem.
And what I feel is nice, it's the first time in a month that the three of us have gotten together. We haven't even talked about our business venture. What's going on with that, Scaremaster?
Yeah. What business venture?
I'm excited about it, you guys. I'm excited
what
about
business
it.
Venture?
Hey, and also, just so you guys know, I went on to order a couple of things, and they were saying that the pre-orders, that they're all sold out already.
Hold on, let me move this. What business venture?
Our Spain spoons.
That's not ours.
What do you mean it's not ours?
They were sent to me.
Oh,
they
I'm sorry.
My Spain spoons.
I thought we were talking about something completely different, you guys. I thought we were talking about that.
They were mailed to me, not ours. Where the fuck do you get off?
We had a deal. The three of us are partners.
What deal?
No, Mole, do you remember that?
No. Mole mailed them to me as a gift. Okay? They were a gift sent to me from Mole. It's not a fucking deal going three ways.
Okay? Master, can I just say, when I sent those to you, I didn't intend for you to just use them 24 hours a day to tap your complaint.
I'm not using them.
Is that why you put on the weight? Because of the tapioca?
Every day, different spoon.
Wow.
I don't need the spoons.
You just eat with your fingers?
I eat with my spoons, not the Spain spoons.
You use one of those novelty spoons they have over salad bars?
I'm a little disappointed because I started counting on that money a little bit.
Well,
can I tell you? Can I tell you guys both something? I think Scaremaster Handy.
We're not in business together. We will never be in business together. Well, you fucked me on Windy City Heat.
How'd I fuck you on Windy City Heat?
What, 30 grand when it was supposed to be 50?
You are the dumbest fuck alive. I will go over it one last time, you fucking moron.
All right, no.
I will go over it one more time. Here's what you
did. It's called taxes.
You borrowed money before the movie. They gave you money because you were going to be thrown out of your fucking shitty apartment. So they were going to throw you out. You needed money. They loaned you money. When you got paid, you paid the money back, plus taxes were taken out. You dope.
Thank you.
How many times do you have to be told this?
I forget. I fucking forget, okay?
But
hey, can I ask you guys a question? Can I ask you guys a question? Sure. You guys got paid for Windy City Heat?
Well, you did too.
Oh, I don't think so.
No, you did,
Mo. You blew it all in your weed.
No, you know what? I remember. I was talking to both you guys, and I was like, hey, you know what I'd like? I'd like to get some T-shirts. And you were like, you know what? Why don't they take your paycheck and I'll go get T-shirts? And Dan got me the T-shirts. Thank you, Dan.
And I say you're welcome right back to you, my man.
There you go.
My man.
But I got to say about the Spain spoons, I think Scaremaster handled it perfectly. Because right now, obviously, they're worthless because they're stolen property. Everybody knows that no one's
going to touch them. They're not stolen property.
Dude.
What?
He registered them with the Pinkertons.
Whoa. How is it stolen property? You mailed it to me as a gift.
Quincy registered them as stolen property. They weren't mine. What? They weren't mine to give as a gift.
Well, why the fuck did you mail them off to me?
As a favor.
To be a friend to you, Perry.
That's not a friend. That's not a friend.
Why?
You're mailing me a stolen item?
I didn't know. They weren't stolen before I mailed them to you.
They are now. They were a gift.
Right. Well, I thought they were a gift, but it turned out.
Bottom line,
they were stolen.
Bottom line, they're going to be sent off to auction if I don't get paid.
No, you can't do that because they're stolen property.
This is how there's stupid you are. You have no one auction guy. House will touch them. The way I look at it, Mole and Perry, if we were partners, there's one way to sell these because there's still only one person that wants these so bad.
But don't mess with him. Don't mess with that guy. Don't mess with that guy.
Why? You don't know
that guy that Quincy's always talking about.
Artie Slugworth.
Yeah, He'll buy him immediately.
What's his name? Slugworth?
Slugworth.
Yeah.
We've talked about this the last couple times that we've been together.
I've heard about his name. He sounds like somebody that I could do business with.
I wouldn't if I were you. And I'll tell you why. First of all, he'll look at you and say, wow, I don't know if I can deal with a guy this out of shape.
Yeah, he might think you're too fat to get into his into the meeting place. Like, say, hey, we're going to meet at this coffee shop. And he shows up, and you've eaten all the scones. What's Slugworth going to order?
All right. The point is he's a tough guy, and I think you're too much of a pussy to be able to handle this.
I'm a tough guy, too, motherfucker.
Oh, really? Let's see how tough you are.
Because I had two broken necks and a fucking disc replaced in the back of my head. So I can't fight, motherfucker?
Then you eventually had to give someone a blowjob.
I didn't suck anybody's dick.
Exactly, you motherfucker.
Right. I said you didn't do it. You fucking cocksucker.
You know the goddamn truth.
Anybody's been called a cocksucker.
You know that I didn't suck anybody's dick. Stop saying that I did. You fucking faggot.
Hey, by the way, it's
your mother.
It's really funny to watch your face jiggle because all the extra fat.
He looks jolly.
He looks like Saint Nick.
Go fuck yourself, you cocksucker!
Perry, I want you to hear this.
Trying to fucking give me a fucking faggot kiss by picking me up off of the fucking ground dropping me on your
fucking
lip.
That was what
lip.
You did.
You flaming faggot!
You come on, you have a fake death of mine.
You fucking cocksucker, motherfucker!
You get everybody together. When I get there, you pick me up by like a bear. You kiss me on the lips with a big majambo lip.
Fucking cocksucker!
Look at how fat you are now. Here's the thing, Perry. Slugworth is a guy that's out of your league. You won't know how to deal with a guy like that. But you know what? Here's a message.
I will deal with him.
Listen to this message.
This is Arthur Slugworth. I am calling for Tom Brennan, whom I was told is a representative of N.F. Carafano, who I am told is in possession of the spoons of Spain. I would very much like to buy those spoons. I have a sum of money waiting for you. We will make an exchange. Yes, there is no danger. Don't worry. There is nothing to worry about. Simply an exchange. Yes, this is also Slugworth.
This guy sounds evil like you, Barris.
Okay. You want to deal with this guy?
The devil like you.
You want to deal with this guy?
I don't want to deal with that guy.
No, look, that's your league, okay?
Okay.
He deals with you. You deal with him.
We're partners again then.
No, I didn't say we're partners.
Scaremaster, are you saying you want Dan to do the deal so that you don't have
to? No. Don deals with him. Don deals with Slugworth, but he's not making the financial deal over the spoons.
Yeah. So I have to risk my life dealing with Slugworth, and I get
sounds like
for it.
No,
you're
you
not it. Risking your life.
Oh, really? You want to deal
you're
with
him? You're not risking your life.
You want to deal with him?
What?
I'm asking, do you want to deal with him then?
I'm not dealing with him. No.
So I better get something out of it.
You will if you deal with him.
All right. Well, then what I'll do is I'll figure out when I can meet with him. I'll get the Spain spoons from you. I'll go.
You're not getting Spain spoons from me. You're going to get the fucking money for the Spain spoons. It gets delivered to me. Then you get the Spain spoons.
Boy,
I don't think Slugworth's going to go for that.
No. You don't get a fucking, you don't get shit out of my possession.
That's what I'm saying.
Those Spain spoons.
Perry,
bottom fucking don't. Line. No, you fucking listen here, motherfucker. Bottom fucking line. If I'm to release the Spain spoons, I have a multi million dollar, if not a billion dollar paycheck in my fucking hands for those spoons.
Paycheck.
Actually, here's how it goes. $1 billion.
Wow.
$1 billion.
So we're going to get $3 billion for those spoons? No, the most you would ever get is yours.
$1 billion.
That's not the way it works in real crime, you fucking dolt.
Why are you saying real crime?
Because it's you've stolen spoons from
I
John
didn't
Adam.
Steal shit, motherfucker.
But that's what the Pinkerton stinks.
Sent to me. Now you're trying to say I stole something? I didn't steal nothing. It was sent to me in the mail.
Well, that's not the way this job works.
Tell Slugworth it's $1 billion.
Okay, well.
Or you get nothing.
Mole, am I stupid on this? Am I an idiot?
Okay, here's what I'm hearing, Scaremaster. Can I interject here for a second?
Please.
As you know, I've watched a lot of procedurals, so I kind of see what's happening here. Slugworth's deal is that he wants to meet whoever it is for the exchange at the Port of Los Angeles at 3:30 in the morning. This is a really scary, dangerous
place.
I'm
not doing that.
All right. Okay, so listen. So the exchange has to be made for the money for the Spain spoons. So if you can't do it, you're going to have to find someone who can do it. Now, the problem is he's going to expect you, Scaremaster. So if you're going to send Dan, Dan's going to have to put on like 70, 80 pounds.
No.
I can't put that on that quick.
You can't put that kind of weight on that quick to passages you. Now, listen, you're going to have to, like, reach out to some kind of central casting, circus folk, someone like that. Someone who could passages you and could fit
Jagoff.
A fedora on their head. But still get a fedora on their head.
Jagoff!
Yours,
shut
I'm
your
guessing,
fucking
is so
mouth!
Tight that it grew
hey, inchworm boy, what are you going to do? You turn these over to anybody, you go to jail.
They're not going.
Right, okay.
They're not going
listen,
to anybody.
Instead of talking over me, why don't you listen to what the fuck is going on? Here's what we're facing. True or false, Mole, John Quincy Adams is going to arrest whoever has the spoons, and they will spend time in jail.
Yeah, I think that's the plan. But I mean, Scaremaster was pretty smart. He put Quincy off for a while by sending Tom out to have dinner with Quincy.
And when Tom had dinner with Quincy,
what happened there?
Tom took care of it. Tom, I don't know exactly what happened, but all I do know is that Tom took care of it. No, there was no gay. There was no gay bullshit. He had a professional meal.
You were there.
I wasn't there.
And how do you know? How do you know?
Because Tom said it was. He was very polite.
Tom lies about everything.
Oh fuck you! You lying fucking fat bastard.
I'm fat. Look at how much fucking weight you put on. I'm surprised.
205.
I am surprised you don't need oxygen tanks to breathe.
I'm surprised you're still alive.
Cholesterol number.
Somebody should bash you over the fucking head with a baseball bat.
Yeah, you've tried before. It didn't work so well, did it?
Whoa.
Tried to have me killed before. Fuck.
I didn't try to have you killed.
Yes, you did.
Scaremaster puts the Eda in Reseda.
It's called the pandemic, motherfuckers.
That was, yeah, okay.
I mean, we're all locked in our apartments or in our homes.
Okay. Again, I'm trying to say something, and you don't talk over the host when he's talking. I want everybody from now on, I'm no longer Don, Dan. From now on, my name is Christoph.
Oh, I like that. Hi, Christoph.
Your name is Jagoff.
No, it's Christoph.
Not Christoph. Oh, it's Jagoff.
It's
because that's exactly what you are.
Christoph.
A fucking Jagoff.
I got a couple letters and one's a little weird. Can I show you these?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
Can we guess what the letters are? I'm gonna say Q. Q's a weird letter. It always needs a U with it.
I'll show you this more in a second. It says, Don, I never liked Perry. I'm sending you a very rare Lyndon Johnson trading card. I'll bet that your cock tastes delicious. Wink, wink. Signed, Lyndon Johnson.
What? I can't see shit. No, it's... Oh, that's her.
Yeah. What does she mean when she says, I'll bet your cock tastes delicious. Wink, wink.
I don't know.
Mole, you have any ideas?
I just know, like, any kind of food stuff I see with Perry, anything tastes delicious to him. He goes to an AM, PM, he'll eat all those corn dogs. It doesn't matter to him.
What?
Oh, is that why he's put on all the weight?
I can't stand AM, PM. I can't stand those fucking shit places, 7-Eleven hot dogs.
Scaremaster, let me ask you a question. Which Slayton sister do you feel more like, Tammy or Amy?
Good question.
What are you talking about?
1,000-pound sisters?
Neither one of them.
Hmm.
Do you think you'll ever be on a show like that? Where you try to lose weight?
Do you think Dr. Nazarden is ever going to approve you for surgery?
I don't need surgery.
And if you do,
losers?
If you do get approved, do you think you're going to stick with the program?
Yeah, both of you are a bunch of fucking nutcases. First off, this is a large T-shirt rather than an extra large.
Well, that's why it's so tight.
You can't get it off?
And I added a few pounds, okay?
Okay, I have another letter here. Do you mind if I read on? I asked you not to talk
about
it. And
a camera adds pounds as well.
Yeah,
that's not it.
What kind of
cameras definitely add pounds.
Yeah.
But you are...
It's a camera, not a carnival mirror.
You look disgusting, Perry.
You look more disgusting than I do.
No,
look at those fucking lips.
Yeah, beautiful.
Those fucking lips are fucking so fucking
fat.
And
speaking of which, would you still let Scaremaster kiss you even though he's so fat?
I never kissed him, you motherfucker!
I have to tell you, that was a very tough time for me. Let's drop that.
You sick son of a bitch!
Who are you talking about?
Just ask him.
You fat bastard! Those fat fucking lips, that fat fucking nose, those ugly fucking... Despicable demonic blue
Scaremaster, in the shape you're in, no shape to be picked.
Perry,
You are in no shape to be picky, my friend.
And there's no way in the world you're going to say my eyes are beautiful. And your everybody's
eyes are fucking disgusting.
Mole.
They're demonic. They're lovely eyes.
Simply lovely eyes.
How about my skin texture? My skin. What do you guys think of this?
Come on, Scaremaster. Smooth baby skin.
Whatever.
You know what's weird? At the beginning of Sarah's Smile, when Hall & Oates goes, baby hair with a woman's eyes. If the lady had baby hair, like, you'd think she was sick because babies have really bad hair. They just have like little wispy,
little thin hair.
Like, what kind of fine hair, I think.
No, I don't think that's what they're saying. I got a letter to read if you don't mind. After years of not participating in the social media, the Reseda Nimrod finally returned to Twitter. Now, there haven't been any earth-shattering dick pics sent.
What the fuck is this?
Can I finish what I'm saying, please? There haven't been any earth-shattering dick pics sent or any emotional hookups with trannies, but he has had some ridiculous likes to other people's tweets. Of course, he's back returning tweets to the president and his family, but the scummaster has put his seal of approval on liking porn pictures that include fisting, pissing on, and eating ass.
These girls are friends of mine. People I've known for years.
Okay, can I read
my
out?
God.
May I please
read? Is this guy
out?
Talk?
Not yet.
Guy
talk? No. He also liked photos I don't think his.
And also,
may I please read? Because this is an interesting.
Mind
part.
Your own business about my fucking friends.
I'm just reading the letter, please.
Go ahead, read it.
All right. He also liked pictures that I don't think his Javajo brothers would support. The list includes anal, rectal double penetration, and girl.
I never added that.
Okay.
Never added that.
I'm just reading what it says.
Go ahead.
I guess that he is a dedicated witness until he gets online.
I'm a dedicated Jehovah's Witness, even as I am
jerking
online.
Off to that shit. Okay. Drama at the Villa Paloma Apartments in Reseda, California.
Oh, so you're going to say where I live? Well, I also should say you live in...
Well, that's cut out, but 7722 Reseda Boulevard is not. Drama at the...
Cut you got to keep fucking with me!
Yeah, but I'm the editor. I'll cut that out. No one will ever hear that. So you can keep saying it as much as you want, but 7722 Reseda Boulevard will not be cut out. So if I may read on, Mole, is it okay if I read on?
Yeah, he lives at Vanilla Paloma.
Did I say vanilla?
Fuck you, Mole.
Drama at the, I said drama at the Villa La Paloma. All right, anyway. At this place, there have been complaints by the tenants in apartment 101. They've asked to move out into another...
101 Wonder Bread.
They want to move into another unit because the neighbors' noise and Italian smells have made living unbearable. I hope you guys...
They're the ones that are making the noise, not me. You're full of shit.
I'm reading what the paper says. It's not me. Don't say
I'm full of shit. Go ahead. Read the fucking paper. Read the fucking paper. It's all bullshit.
I don't know why you guys think that I'm out of line for asking this, but I have a question for Don. I know that he bought and still owns the domain name for scaryperryskateboards.com. I was curious what your plans are.
You have my web address?
Oh, that's what the
You own my fucking web address.
Yes, I did.
Oh, really? Oh, no, now I have the opportunity to fucking tear you apart in the court of law because you did an illegal move, motherfucker. That's illegal. You're not supposed to own my business name.
All right. Sure, why not?
Two things.
That's my name. Right. And it's my fucking business.
I will be willing to answer all your questions, but may I finish this letter?
Son of a bitch.
I'll explain what's going on here because he does want to know what's going on. How am I going to use it? He saw that the suggested list price of that domain name, it's only $590. So he wants to know if I'm willing to sell it. I'm not selling that. He would love to buy it, but I'm sure that if I put it up for sale, there's going to be a bidding war. He knows what will happen. but he does say that I should really think about it. Your fan, computer hack, and former business associate, Hugh A. Craig III, former editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks. P.S. Oh, by the way, Perry has never denied being gay,
Perry's
though.
Perry's not gay. I always deny being gay. And that fucking guy is a major liar, just like you are, for stealing my fucking business name.
I'll explain that. May I finish the letter, and then I'll just, well, we'll address that.
I demand you return that business name to me right now.
Okay. P.P.S. I kind of feel a little blame about the breakup of the Javajo steaming pile of shit.
It's not Javajo. It's Jehovah's Witness.
Okay.
And if you're going to fucking talk smack about me, you talk smack about me.
All right.
You do not say anything negative about the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Jehovah's Witness,
say,
right.
Did you say, smack or snack?
Okay. Jehovah Witness steaming pile of shit and Randy Gallagher. If you'd like me to hunt her down, I feel that I owe it to you. Do you know where Randy is?
You guys are just a bunch of fucking... He's a guy with a cock. I don't want to hear from him.
Okay.
But Scaremaster, you truly found love with this person online.
I didn't find love with this person.
Are you going to let their gender keep you guys apart?
I did not find love with this person.
But that was the person who you kept saying, my ding-dong's so small because I just had to make a pee. I couldn't pee because my ding-dong's so
small. When I thought she was a woman.
Yeah, but you still had a connection. But she still had a connection.
It's a guy.
No.
That's not a connection.
You found love?
No. Yeah, I fell for something that I should have never fell for.
Yeah, okay? But you know what? You felt a true connection.
It was a stupid picture that I saw. And, I mean, even my friends like Victoria Givens, some guy could steal her fucking photo saying that, you know, oh, I'm Victoria Givens, when the next thing you know, it's a fucking, it's you.
All right, let
for
me.
I'm not Victoria Givens.
Perry, can I go back to just...
I'm just using you as an example.
Yeah, but I'm not Victoria Givens. Let me just say this one last thing. Scaremaster put the 8 in skateboard.
This one doesn't have
the... Shut up, Mole.
Here's one of the...
Skate?
Perry, I'm talking.
8.
I'm about...
8 like you ate.
I'm about to do one of the most favorite things that's happening on these podcasts. We're going to read a couple things from the Perry text messages to Randy. Honey, my shorts are off.
I can't find it.
All right, how about another one? I'm having a problem.
No!
Let me get it hard again.
That was a long time ago, and that was a complete stupidity of me.
It was last month.
All right? Yeah, a long time ago.
Randy, I'm on the toilet.
You're holding your breath.
I'm on the toilet right now. When will you play tongue hockey with my dick? That's a good one.
Stop reading this immoral garbage.
You're the one that said it. Again, just to let people
know. That was because it was, I thought it was a woman.
All right.
Now, again,
there's nice things to say to a woman.
I thought it was a woman.
And as a Javajo, are those
as a Jehovah's Witness, that's not right.
How about when she said her name is Kathy from Hungary? She used to lick the hairs from around my asshole, like tickling it with a feather.
That was my old girlfriend back in the mid-90s.
Okay. I would like to point out something. You were talking about me owning the Scary Perry skateboards.
No, you're not supposed to. That's my company.
Well, you should have.
That is my fucking company. And since you stole the fucking name, I will, I demand you to give it back to me.
That. Well, I paid for it. You buy it off me. And
you paid for it? How did you pay for it?
I bought it on one of the lines where you buy a domain name. You didn't buy it, and so I did. It's, you know.
You bought the domain name of my company when I have the domain name.
Yes. No, I have the domain
name. Look, Jagoff, it's my domain name.
No, it isn't.
It's
mine.
My domain name.
I paid for it.
It wouldn't have been.
You fucking stole from me.
I got it legally. I bought it legally. Just like I own the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection name. I got them both. It's like
You're full of shit! You're a fucking liar and a goddamn thief! You motherfucking son of a bitch! You got... I want to just imagine a fucking baseball bat bashing your fucking face in.
I can't
just
help
but bashing your fucking face in.
To see your face jiggle is hysterical.
You know what? You know, Scaremaster still owns the domain A's name.
That's funny, Mole. That's funny.
Fuck you.
Oh, but can I tell you one thing that's interesting? You know, I've asked some of the fans, like some of the stuff that we can sell in Scary Perry skateboards. Guess what the number one thing that they want us to have?
Oh, I know.
What?
Are these the beanies that keep selling out?
Nope. It's the tote bag. It says, if there isn't a Rego in the mushrooms, I'll strangle
you.
You're
not selling shit under my name.
It's my website.
It's not your fucking website. I own the domain. I can take it to fucking court and sue the shit out of you because it's illegal. It's been stolen from me.
What's your side of the story? How did I stolen it from you?
I don't know how the fuck you stole it from me, but I originally had the name.
All right.
And now it's fucking in yours.
Yeah,
but Scaremaster, like the woman who had the fidget spinner, right?
What the fuck is that?
She invented the fidget spinner, but then she didn't keep paying for the thing. And then someone else came along and took it from
Similar her. Story. So, that's exactly what I did to Perry.
I couldn't afford the website.
Well, so there you go.
Well, my gain. So I don't know.
You stole it.
No, I did not.
You fucking
no,
stole
I did
it.
Not.
Yes, you did.
You stole
yes,
the.
Your fucking
you
name.
Stole the space
What's your
foods?
Fucking name?
What about the
my
space
My name
foods?
Is Perry. My name is Scary Perry. God damn you, you motherfucker. Don't. Of the business to own my fucking company name.
Well, I kind of
did. Scaremaster, did those new people move into?
This is the last fucking show ever. End it. It's over. The show's done. Goodbye. Over and out. Over and out. Over and fucking out. We are done.
You should.
Someone's hungry.
Fucking done.
Someone wants a snack.
I demand my fucking name. I demand my fucking name, and then I demand another $5 billion from you.
You're not a good negotiator. What do I get out of this? I'm asking a question.
You get shit.
Well, then you don't get the fucking name, and I keep it.
Hey,
you stole it, you fucking lying thief motherfucker.
Can I tell you that there's a company that wants to buy it that I didn't sell it to? It's a gay company that wants to do, like, dirty porn on it. And I said, no way.
You cannot sell it to a fucking bunch of Feynman faggots.
Oh,
you
I said that.
Faggot.
That was the Scary Perry gay boards, right?
I think that's what we're saying here.
There's no such thing.
Gay boards, yeah.
Skate. S-K-A-T-E.
No, they had an S. They had an S.
None of my skateboarder friends are gay.
T skateboards.
You're a thief.
Here's an idea. I don't
you're
know.
A fucking
I think we should really think
you're
about.
You're a fucking thief.
I just want to point
done.
This.
We are done.
You should hear where the money
done.
Comes through, because right here, this could be a money making thing. There's a company, Blue Stem. They want to make big three hand sanitizers. What's going on right now? People want to wipe their hands off. Big three hand sanitizers.
Like that.
We've got that kind of stuff going.
Remove my fucking face because there's no more. The big three is over. If I don't get my name back, the big three is over.
All right.
Okay, can I talk to you guys about
yes,
it?
Please.
You know nothing about skateboards or skateboarding. Gabish? You know nothing about my business. You know zero about the fucking business of skateboarding. Zero. And that terrifying turd friend of yours, he also knows zero about skateboarding.
Okay.
Or my fucking business.
Scaremaster, listen, I think you're great at skateboarding, okay?
I personally think I suck.
You've been going on for so long. I think you're a regular Rigatoni Hawk.
Steve.
Tony Hawk, Rigatoni? No.
No, because Tony you're Hawk. Fat. He's saying it because you're fat. That.
I'm not fat.
Yeah, oh,
it's the fucking.
Oh, it's.
The, I'm not fat.
Oh,
the clothes
you're just saying
small.
That I'm fat because you're fucking a monster.
Do I look fat?
The clothes got
more. The camera adds 10 pounds. Why is it that I can see my dick and you can't? Oh!
Why would you want to see my dick?
What's going on, Scare Man?
All you keep doing is showing it to me.
Keep showing it to you.
Are you hitting on Dan again?
I don't want to have anything to do with Dan. And what I mean by hitting on him again, I demand my skateboard company
back.
Not
getting it. Not getting it.
Can I talk to the Scare Master for 1 second?
Yeah, you want me to take my headphones off?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Scare Master. Dude.
What do you want, Mole?
What are you doing, man?
He's a fucking lying thief.
Listen to me. Listen to me. You know all he's going to do is take that, take your skateboard company name that you let lapse. Okay, let's admit it. And he swooped in and he got that domain.
I didn't have the funds.
But listen, I get it. But he's doing that because you're popular, okay?
Wait a minute. Can I just say something? As you held your arms above your head, the fat under your arms was jiggling.
There's no fat under my arms, you fucking loser.
It was jiggling. It's very funny. All right, go back to
the... Oh, fuck you, you liar.
But listen, Scare Master. First off, you're smarter than him, okay?
No, I'm not.
Well... In some ways, you are. As far as skateboarding, you are. You think he knows even what skateboarding stuff is? You know, wheels and trucks and all that stuff. But listen, what he's doing is he's going to capitalize on your personality to make T-shirts and beanies and like tote bags.
He's stolen the business name.
You got to understand. He's going to take that name and he's going to sell things with your likeness and your image on it. And just
he's
and
not make, allowed.
No, but listen.
I want to see him do it. That gives me a bigger and more serious court
case.
Fucking rip him a new asshole.
Here, Master, you're not hearing me.
Go ahead. Keep talking.
It's going to become super successful for Dan, okay? So he can't even keep up with the orders. They're coming in so fast of people who want things like, I didn't blow him, I just jerked him off hoodies. Stuff like that.
What?
It's just catchphrases.
He's going to say shit like that on the fucking hoodies?
Okay, so listen, right. So things like...
Oh, so he's going to try to make me look like a flaming faggot on the hoodies?
No,
There's another fucking lawsuit.
Scare Master,
there's another fucking lawsuit.
Like, okay.
Dude, I'm going to be ripping him a new asshole by fucking suing the shit out of him.
Totally. Can I just... Excuse me for 1 second. I heard you talking about some of the ideas for shirts and things. Some of the signature shirts, another one that people want besides the tote bag, they want a T-shirt, the one that says, "Do you see the cum I made for you, Randy?"
Oh, nice.
You are the devil.
Can we pre-order those, or are you sold out? You are the fucking devil.
You fucking demon.
Let me just talk. You're not allowed to say any of this shit. Scare Master, you're not getting it, okay? So he puts his website together, okay? He puts the energy in. He gets all that merchandising going. He gets this empire going of selling all this stuff of T-shirts and beanies and imagine skateboard kneecaps like elbow guards.
Whatever. That say 7722 receivable.
So he's going to make all this
nothing
money.
Nothing with my address on it.
But listen,
he's going to start doing this shit.
So that website is going to become hugely successful and start bringing in all this money, okay? So there's all this money coming in, and Dan's going to make all that money.
Number one, he knows shit about skateboarding. He's going to fucking rob me and then fucking use my business name because he stole my business name, and then he's going to put my poem address on it. I have a bigger lawsuit against him. I have a huge lawsuit against him.
Yeah, but that's not the point. That's not the point.
And he's going to try to make me look gay. I am not gay.
Nobody's trying to make you look gay. I'm trying to make you look good.
Oh, yeah, you are.
How about the blanket that we're trying to make? The one that fills it up by saying, my private parts don't work for me? I guess after 2009 when I had my last sex encounter with Linda Johnson.
How dare you talk like this? How dare you make these statements?
You were the one that texted this out to Randy.
How dare you repeat? How dare you make the repeat of shit that I said to someone who I thought was a woman?
Let me say, was a woman. Scare Master, let me say something on your behalf.
But I was tricked.
Scare Master, Dan.
Not the first time, but it's shit.
My name is not Dan anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry, Christoph. Christoph,
you keep saying Jackoff mistakenly.
Because you are a Jackoff.
Then you're a Javajo.
I'm a Jehovah's Witness.
You're a Javajo.
You Jackoff.
Javajo.
Christoph, I was talking to Scaremaster a second ago. Let me just say one thing.
Shoot.
You're going to try to run a website about skateboarding. Now, nobody knows skateboarding in the big three like the Scaremaster. I'll tell you something. The Scaremaster was in the XL Correct. Games. XL Games.
The XL Games. The double XL Games. Very funny. Very funny. Good one.
Like the X Games, but they're double XL.
Double XL Games. Like you're fat.
What do you mean?
He's making a joke because you're fat.
Double XL games? Yeah. Oh, like I wear a double X. I don't wear double X.
You don't have to wear
it. I wear just an extra large.
And it's very
not a double extra large. Double extra large are people that are like 275, 325, like you!
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, well, I'm not fat like you.
I'm not fat?
We'll just let that sit there for a minute.
Fucking loser. Look, the show is over.
Yeah,
goodbye.
Guess what? You end the show like that, you do that to me, guess what your fucking Scary Perry Skateboards is going to look like, the website?
What?
I sell it to that adult company that wants it.
I demand the site back.
You can go, fuck you.
Actually, you know what, motherfucker?
I demand
I'll
the
go to the courthouse on Monday to see if it was stolen from me. You flaming fucking faggot. And if it was, I fucking take you down in the court of law immediately.
Okay, that's fine.
And if it wasn't, I re-fucking instate the goddamn name.
You can't because I bought it.
Okay, I got a great idea that you guys are both going to love, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Everybody
motherfucker!
Scaremaster, everybody can walk away happy. Want to hear it?
I'm not happy.
No, I'm telling you, I have a great idea where you guys can both walk away happy.
All right. Right now, okay. If it doesn't work for him, I get those rubber hands that fit around the cock, and I'll sell those on the website.
Okay, listen.
What a fucking faggot. You're gayer than
shit. How about this? Scaremaster, Dan, here's how you work it out. Scaremaster, you get the domain name back, and you give him the Spain spoons.
Hey, fuck you. Fuck what? You.
No, why not?
I'm going to tell you
fuck
this.
Fuck you. The Spain spoons are worth millions.
No, they're not. They're worth nothing right
now. I'm keeping both. I'm actually keeping both.
They're worth nothing.
They're stolen property.
It wasn't stolen when they were given to me.
Well, they're stolen now. Mole stole them and gave them to you. And your
possession is the ninth of the law. And I'm in possession.
What does that mean? Hold on.
Wait a minute. Are you a lawyer? Possession.
You're going to start throwing Bible verses at us.
And it's not a Bible verse. It's a legal verse. It's
all right.
It's.
So what does it mean? What does it mean?
If I could,
I've had these in my possession for over a month, which means they're mine.
All right. The way I look at it is like this: the Spain spoons are worthless financially because anybody that tries to sell them will go to jail. There is one person that will sell those, and that's Artie Slugworth. Now, the way I look at it, because the three of us are working together, we split the money.
We are not splitting the money. We are not working together.
Quincy, hold on a second. I'm going to call Quincy. Quincy, come in.
All right, just so you know, the way that it's going to be split, Christoph, Perry, and Mole all get a share. Christoph, Perry.
Who the fuck is Christoph?
I'm Christoph.
You're not Christoph. You're a fucking loser named Don Barris.
I'm Christoph.
You're a fucking liar.
I've changed my name.
Just like stealing the name Scary Perry Skateboard.
No, I bought
you're that. A liar and a thief.
You will never see it, and it will have really bad shit on it if you keep yelling at me that way. I was going to give it to you, but now I'm not going to give it to you.
You're a liar and a thief. You will always be a fucking liar, and you will always be a thief. That's why I call you Satan, the devil, because you are the devil. You are a demon. You are advanced. You are invested in tearing me apart by destroying my fucking acting career and destroying my skateboard business.
Look at all the fat jiggles.
Goddamn satanic demon. Excuse me for using God's name in vain.
Hey, Perry. Perry, you know what? If you keep fucking doing this, I'm going to your elders and I'm telling you and showing you what kind of pictures you send to other people. Go fuck yourself. You and your little, oh, I'm a Javajo.
No, you're not.
Oh,
if you
yes.
do.
And what will happen?
If you do,
yeah.
your life is over.
Is it? Oh, you're threatening me?
Guys, this, we're you're really dead. Gone off the just rails
think,
here.
Just,
listen,
just think your life is dead.
Let's all right. calm down.
Just think your life is
all right.
dead.
All right, what did he just say? Stop making threats, Perry. You're okay, nothing.
Listen,
you're
I think when he says, when he's calling, resident. Hold on one second. Dan, when Scaremaster is calling you Satan, what he's asking for is your recipe for Devil's Food Cake.
Because he's fat.
I don't want Devil's
fat.
Food
he likes
cake.
Cake. Then why would you
I
ask
hate
that?
Cake.
But you
I don't
love
eat cake.
Cake. You got to have calories, man. You're fat.
I don't need calories. I don't need calories. I need protein. And I eat not faggot protein, you fucking faggot.
Oh, all right. Well, here's what I'm saying, and I think that we have to resolve this because we got to kind of wrap this show up very quickly.
Hold on a second, Quincy's coming in. Wanted
okay.
to talk to you guys.
All right, please.
He's upset about Slugworth. Hold on a please second. Stop. Quincy, come in here. Hold on, Quincy.
Hey, Perry,
you gotta come
lighten
in here.
The fuck up, or I'm telling you, you're never getting any of this shit back. Lighten the
hello,
fuck up.
Hello.
Oh, I'm never yeah. getting it back, huh?
Yeah.
Perry, are you there? Perry.
I'm here, Mr. Adams.
Oh, listen to me.
Yes, sir.
How are we? It seems
we're doing okay.
Hey, Mr. Adams, you just had, yes, didn't you just have a birthday?
I don't celebrate birthdays.
Am I talking to you, you fat?
Birthday.
Look at how fat Perry is. Shut up. I'm talking to Mr. Adams.
He does look unwell. He does. But I like it. You know, I like a little cushion.
We're all in our homes, homebound because of this coronavirus.
Well, listen to me. Yes, it was my birthday. And thank you very much for remembering, Christoph. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to send you a tote bag. You're going to get one of the
congratulations for being alive another year.
But I appreciate that, Perry. I appreciate that very, very much. Now, what I'd like to speak to you about really quickly is...
Can I just say this, sir? About the tote bag? Let me talk
Certainly.
About the tote bag, and then you can say what you want to Mr. Adams. This is a tote bag that says, if there is an oregano in the mushrooms, I'll strangle you. It's something everybody wants.
What?
It's the perfect thing to walk around the Malibu Country Mart toting.
No, Mr.
I don't strangle anybody.
Yeah, what about your first wife?
That was years ago. I was on the wrong medication. I was sick, okay? But no, you got to just dwell on the action.
Long distance call, Mr. Adams, talk, please.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Petty. I don't want to talk about you strangling your ex-wife or you and the casting agent blowing one another. I don't want to talk about
anybody.
I don't want to talk about anybody.
I didn't blow anybody.
I would like to. What I would like to talk about are the Spain spoons.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The fact that.
Thank you.
I am very concerned with whoever has these being gunned down. First off, they are right now registered as stolen with the Pinkertons and the feds. But just so you know, as long as nobody tries to move them, they should be fine. Now, I don't know if you know this. The only person who works with such black market items is an old nemesis of mine, Arthur Slugworth.
He tried to get in touch with me. He left me a message.
So he's trying to buy the spoons, is he?
Yes.
Yes.
I would not go anywhere near him. He's deadly. Let me jump around for a moment. I know we weren't talking about those other things, but have you, as the podcast touched on when Perry was having those texts talking about how he had a small ding-a-ling when he tinkled?
We touched base.
We're not talking about that anymore.
I loved it. Okay? I loved it.
Can I give you one?
No, can I give you one?
Just
one.
Just give me one.
Randy, I'm on the toilet right now.
Would you shut up?
Until you have Hershey's chocolate syrup so you can eat it off me.
You know what? Stop bringing that shit up because it was someone that I thought was a woman, one. Someone that is complete a liar. And it was just something wrong that I did.
Oh, no.
All right? Something completely wrong that I did.
There's nothing wrong about being wrong.
I sometimes make mistakes. We are not perfect.
Mr. Adams, is there a reward for those Spain spoons if I could tell you who has them?
Well, I will tell you, we have put out a $25,000 reward.
So I could get $25,000 if I knew who had
$25,000? That's not enough.
Yes.
That's a joke.
There's a $25,000 reward.
But I,
as you know, that
I would be paid $25,000 if I gave you the name.
If you could give me a if you could name where they are right now, yes, you would get $25,000. But as we know, they're in the breeze.
Don, don't say anything.
Last I remember, Perry was holding on to them whilst I had dinner with Tom, and
which was very polite of you, Mr. Adams.
Well,
and I thank you for having a pleasant, enjoyable meal with my publicist.
Is that what he told you happened? Is that what he told you happened?
Yes, he said it was very nice.
Oh,
he said it was very, very nice.
Would you like to hear what actually happened?
I would.
Well, first off,
this guy's a freak, man.
First off, all right. I take
He's not a freak.
I take Tom to a private French bistro that I had opened specifically for the two of us, where the chef was going.
It was very nice.
Just the two of us.
Okay.
And now, mind you, a French bistro. We walk in, Tom plunks down, orders a strawberry margarita.
What? Okay.
A French restaurant.
I told him not to drink.
Oh, well, he certainly didn't hear you because he drank several strawberry
margaritas.
And then
what?
And then it was appetizers. And then he started ordering appetizers.
Oh, and then he started. Well, that's making Tom turn out to be a fat slob like Don Barris is. Oh,
Have you ever been on?
Wait a minute. Oh, excuse me for one second. You're talking about Don Barris. You look disgusting. You look disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Look
at those fat fucking cheeks.
Yeah.
Gentlemen. I long for the days. I long for the makeup sex you two are going to have one day. Listen.
Makeup sex? No. Sorry, dude. There's no makeup sex. I am not gay. Listen. That'll never fucking happen.
Listen to me. So Tom orders appetizers one after the next. Penny, have you ever been on a date where your date is ordering willy-nilly?
Yes. Donnelly was one, and there was another girl that I took out that ordered a ton of food on me.
Yes. And how did that make you feel?
Pissed.
And so how did your date end after all that?
We broke up. I ended it.
How did your date end?
Well, I'll tell you, I thought I'd be getting some action, but all we did was make out.
What? No fucking way. That's a lie. Right.
All right, okay.
That's a fucking lie. Tom Brennan is not like that.
There's plenty of time to drug him.
Tom Brennan is not a faggot. No, he's not. He doesn't do that shit.
No. It was a friendly, how do you do? Let's just make out for a little while.
No, wrong.
Fairly certain, though.
No.
I could be mistaken.
Is this a European kiss or an American kiss?
Well, I'll tell you something. The strawberry margaritas were so delicious that I hurt myself and had a couple too. And then the narcotics.
Tom told me he only had one.
Well, Tom lied to you then.
One strawberry daiquiri, I think he said.
It was a pitcher. We each had a pitcher.
A pitcher?
We put straws into a pitcher.
Jesus. He didn't say a pitcher. He said a drink.
Well, that's how they come. That's how they come. It's
French restaurant.
Okay.
If you order, do me a favor. Go to a fine French bistro, order a strawberry margarita, and see if it doesn't come in a pitcher. All right. But that's neither here nor there. I wanted to talk about, A, Petty having a tiny, tiny flaccid penis whilst he has to urinate, and B, the dangers of slugworm.
There's no reason to worry about that.
I feel the only way I could truly let you know how dangerous slugworm is through song. Oh, song. Do a song.
Whatever.
Do it.
Fucking immoral song, probably. Sing it and get it over with.
All right, you know what? I'm going to go over here to sing this one. Just walk over here. Continuing to walk, and I'm still walking.
He's walking.
And now I'm going to get into my automobile. Yes, my Daihatsu Sherrod. Let's go ahead and start it up. Oh, it's humming. All right, honestly, I want to sing about the threat of slugworth, but all I keep thinking about is Perry's text to his girlfriend in Phoenix, Arizona, where he told her of being quite tiny when he tinkles.
Oh, please. Shut up.
I simply can't get it out of my head. Nor do I want to. All right, we're merging onto the thoroughfare, and we'll begin. Tain't no big thing. I'm talking about Perry's ding-a-ling. It tain't no big thing.
Oh, my God.
When Perry has to pee. I could sing about that for days, but let's put our thoughts in a different phase. No time for Perry's puny pee-pee in this score. Slug is the thug in this Spain spoon war, showing up looking to buy my spoons and a Columbus ticket that cost 200 doubloons. I had them locked up tight, the mole set them free. Slug is the thug who wants the spoons from me. Oh, oh, catch that crook. He wants the spoons mole mistakenly took. Oh, oh, wake up, Perry. Slug wants the spoons from ye. Oh, oh. Why does that sound familiar? Oh, oh. And now for a dream sequence of mine. Late at night, I park my coupe and hit the Denny's stall where Petty poops. Tap, tap, tap. He gives the sign. I'll put a shine on that hairy behind. Lube 'em up, limbo down.
Oh my God, men's disgusting.
Room, the sticky brown downtown. But once again, I've gone astray.
Let's talk about
the spoons and not Perry's immoral ways. Oh, oh, Perry's so smug. But Slug is the thug we should be thinking of. Oh, oh, can't you see? Slugworth will kill you and me. Oh, oh, don't trust that slug. He'll murder you and wrap you up in a rug. Oh, oh, can't you see? Slugworth will kill Perry. Oh, 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 and look who it is. Oh, oh, it's the Nicholas Brothers. Oh, oh, and look what they've got, their short shorts and tank tops. Oh, oh, and look what they're dressed like slugs.
Oh, my God.
They're leaving a
slime
trail.
Those two queens.
What is that you're doing? Is that slime? They're dressed as slimes, they're dancing, and they're salting each other. Oh, look, they're salting each other, and they're slugs. Oh.
Disgusting. I don't want to hear about those two queens.
Oh, that is disgusting, Nicholas Brothers. Oh, they're shriveling up. Look at that. Oh, oh. Slug is a thug. Yes, yes, he is quite a thug. Now, thoughts.
Excellent, Mr. Adams.
Oh, my God. 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 you guys are just.
I thought it was so wonderful.
It was disgustingly scary.
Scaremaster going to see Slugworth now, honestly.
I'm not seeing Slugworth.
Well, you should be worried about him going to see Slugworth. Slugworth will kill him, all right? Whatever you do, do not go meet him down in the port of Los Angeles.
That's I'm not meeting anybody in the port.
All right, how about this? Mole, Mr. Adams, how about I try to go and get...
I think that's your best
Don,
choice.
Don, you meet him if you want to meet him, but you're not getting the spoons.
I got to get the spoons. Go.
No, you don't!
I got to get the spoons.
I got to get the money first!
Don't you dare give him the spoons, Petty. If you give him the spoons, he'll go get the money, and the spoons will be gone.
Don will take the spoons, and he'll fucking ruin me. He'll screw me. He's already screwed me with my business name.
That's not what I'm worried about.
He's already screwed me with my business name. He's already screwed my business.
Perry, look me in the eye. Look at me. I wouldn't screw you.
What?
Ever. I wouldn't do anything to hurt you ever.
Oh, sure! You stole Scary Perry skateboards and you illegally put it in your name.
I don't think I bought that. It was...
I give it back then, motherfucker!
Pay me the $590 then. $590.
You see this? You see this? Fuck you!
Okay, well, so I bought it for you, and I paid the money.
You bought it for me.
Right. Yeah. Give me the money, and I'll...
Then give it to me.
No. Pay me $590.
May I say something? May I say something?
Go ahead,
here?
Please.
Kiss my ass.
I think we're losing sight of how dangerous Slugworth is. I mean...
Slugworth is a joke.
A joke? If it was a joke...
To me, he's a joke.
Petty, if this was a joke, I'd say, what did one slug say to the other slug?
What's that?
I know! He said, see you next slime!
Slugworth.
So stupid.
No, it's a funny joke.
Oh, it's not a funny joke. But you gents are funny.
I'm not in the mood to joke. This is
I'm going to go take
not a joking matter.
Just
see you later, man.
Just go sit
bye,
on
Mr. Adams. Thank you again. Have a good
you're
day.
You're very well. Well, we dodged a bullet with that one.
Hey, Perry. I'm done with
Perry.
This show.
Perry. You know what I have an opportunity
put
to
it
do?
Back in.
I have an opportunity to make $25,000.
Yeah, put it back in.
You should listen to what the fuck I'm saying. I have the opportunity to make $25,000.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you
that's not enough. That's a joke.
I'm talking about my money. You won't let me be your partner. You won't let this happen together. Then you get nothing and go to jail. Because I...
You can see Slugworth, but you're not getting the ticket or the...
Oh, you know what?
No.
Why don't you call him tomorrow?
What?
I could call
what?
Him. I should call him tomorrow. I could make a deal.
What's the deal? What's the fucking deal?
You're out of the deal. All I have...
You can have the spoons, but not the ticket.
Okay.
You're going to hold on the ticket. Dan will take
but
the
I want, I want,
the money.
I want five. I want $500,000 for those spoons.
You're getting.
Okay.
Before you get those spoons.
Well, we have to find out how much he's going to buy.
I mean, $500 million. What am I saying? $500 million. Not $500,000. $500 million.
Look at you choke under pressure. You choke under pressure.
I said the wrong number.
You can't do that
wrong
in the deal.
Word, excuse
you can't
me.
Do that in the deal.
That's
dude.
The reason that it's good that I'm leading this deal.
That's why Don is leading Slugworth.
Scaremaster, you're going to
drive nine zeros. It's nine zeros, or forget it.
Scaremaster, are you going to drive over to Dan's and bring the spoons, or does he have to go?
No,
I'll go over.
He's not coming over
I'll come
here
over
either.
There and get him.
How's he going to get him?
Hey, Mole, who's in charge?
You're not in charge. You're just a fucking lowlife.
All right, so I will come and get the spoons. I will talk to Tom, and we'll make arrangements where I get the spoons, and I take them over to Slugworth, and we make some money.
Talk to Tom. Talk to Tom.
Well, I'm also got to talk to Slugworth. I might need to call you.
I know a way you can talk to Slugworth.
When's that?
But I want.
I know a way that we can talk to Slugworth right now.
How's that?
With a little something. A little something called Mole Play.
You want to play some Mole Play? Okay, then it is time to play the best thing that we do on the show. It's time for another round of Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Okay, Mole, so what are we going to do today on Mole Play?
Well, we've been talking about what the deal is going to be like with Arthur Slugworth. In this Mole Play, we find ourselves at 3:30 in the morning at the Port of Los Angeles in a cargo area. It's pretty desolate. When out of the shadows step two figures. One, Arthur Slugworth. The other, Christaph Barney. Brother. I'm Scaremaster. You're Christaph Barney. Dan, you are Arthur Slugworth. Let the deal begin. It's time to Mole Play.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, how is it working with that fat slob of a human being, Perry? That guy weighs a lot. The pandemic has been
terrible.
He's
not fat.
He's a fat, disgusting. And if you,
hey, fuck face. Hey, fat fuck. Hey, you fat fuck. I'm a disgusting pile of shit.
Exactly.
You don't get the spoons.
You're Dan.
Where's my fucking money? Where's my $500 million, you motherfucker?
Hey, Christoph. I don't do business that way.
Suddenly a dog starts barking.
Well, then you're not getting shit. See ya.
All right. Bye.
A security guard shows up. Hey, what's going on over there, you two? Are you guys having some kind of a romantic situation going on?
Hey, everything's fine. My name's Artie Slugworth. Nice to meet you.
And who's the other guy? Who's the handsome guy with the blue eyes?
That's Christoph.
All right, Christoph. You seem like a sharp enough guy. Wait a second. I recognize you from your podcast. What's it like working with Scaremaster? He's so big and fat now.
I got to tell you, we did a Zoom show the other night, and I just couldn't stop watching him.
He's a great
Every
guy.
Every time he'd yell, he would jiggle because all the fat.
That's got to be something to see. Does he look jolly like Nick?
Hey, wait, don't break character. You're
Christoph Barney. What's it like working with him? You've been working with him for so many years. What's going on with Scaremaster? Why did he get so fat?
He's a wonderful guy. He's very talented.
But now let me ask you, can I ask you a question about him? Because I can never figure this out about him. He claims to be a very religious person, but then he goes on the internet and he has sex with like guys who are supposed to be women. He sends pictures of his anus. Is that very religious? I don't know how to put those things together.
So that's true.
What were some of those things he texted to her?
No.
Do you see the cum I made for you, Randy?
Everybody makes mistakes.
I'm having a problem. Let me get it hard again.
Don't mind your own business about what was texted to that Randy cunt.
And
this is business only.
Is that Dan? Are you Dan or are you Scaremaster?
Faggot.
No, Christoph.
The Scaremaster's not fat, number one, and loving dudes do not
and that's
happen,
mole
number
play.
Two.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole Play!
Fuck Mole Play.
Well, guys, what a show we had today.
Whoa!
We learned a lot today. We learned that during the pandemic, you got to watch your food or you'll just fucking look like a slob.
Fuck your Mole Play.
Hey, how about we get a hand in?
Bottom line, I am here to talk business or this show is over. Number one, I demand my skateboard company name. Or there's no more big three.
Okay, wait a second. You got any social media you want to give away? Mole, you have your social media?
I do. I want everybody to check out my new business venture. It's Mole's Poke Bowls. We're opening up. We have 14 locations in the South Bay, and that's the finest pokey. Okay, we ran into a couple problems with the first with the soft opening. With that tilapia, it turns out that you should make sushi out of that. And also that we shouldn't make chicken poke bowls anymore. But we righted the ship. And so coming out of Mole's Poke Bowls and tell them Mole sent ya.
Scaremaster, do you have any social media?
I'm on Cameo at
cameo.com/Perry Caravello.
You're on Hameo.
And I'm on Twitter. And I'm on Twitter at ScaryPerryWCH. And I'm on Instagram at ScaryPerryWCH.
Okay, for me, I've got a new website opening very soon, ScaryPerrySkateboards.com.
And, that's my website, and those are my business names, and I'm going to fucking sue your ass
This is my social media. Can I say something? And the tote bags that we're going to start selling will not be sold until we open the website. So don't try to say that, hey, I want to get one of these.
You son of a bitch.
If there isn't oregano in the mushrooms, I'll strangle you. We are not selling those till the website opens.
Oh, all right. God.
Let's send it back to the studio. Bye, guys.
Fuck you.
Sometimes wonder when he says if this will be the last show, it really will be the last show. It'd be sad if that's the way it went. He does say that a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah, but you can't believe anything Perry says. He's just full of shit all the time.
Well, that's very true.
Don, congratulations. Today is the 945th day of wearing a different T-shirt every day. Did you get any new ones in the mail?
Unfortunately, I did not. And I hate to be a begging pig like Perry, but I've got to at least get to 1,000. And as you said, today is my 945th. I am looking to make that a bigger number, and unfortunately for me, since I'm not working and I don't have an abundance of money coming in, I'm not able to buy a shirt. So if you want to send me some shirts that I can wear, and it can be anything. It can be, let's say that you have a favorite porn star. The shirt's a little too big or too small for you. Get rid of it. Send it to me. Anything. Your middle school. Anything you want, I'll wear. I got to get to at least 1,000. I hope I will.
So please send 2XL t-shirts to Don Barris, 7190 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Los Angeles, California, 90046. Thank you. And Don, I wouldn't say the things you said about yourself because you're giving something back to the fans. If they send you a t-shirt to wear, it could be their company. It could be their favorite thing. You're interacting and connecting with the fans with this different t-shirt every day. So please send 2XLs to Don Barris, 7190 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Los Angeles, California, 90046. Thank you. That's where you can send me presents too.
Did you just say at the end that's where you can send me presents too?
Well, yes. People ask me that all the time.
Huh. If people wanted to get in touch with you, Mary Jane, on the social media, how would they go about doing that?
Well, more importantly, every single Monday night at 10 p.m. at the world-famous Comedy Store, except for right now because of the COVID-19 quarantine thing, you can catch the Ding Dong Show every single Monday night live stream on YouTube channel The Ding Dong Show at 10:30 p.m. Also, on Facebook, please join the Big Three Fan Club, Simply Don the Podcast Fan Club, and the Ding Dong Show Fan Club. We have a Reddit, SDTPN, and there's a Discord, but...
Right, well, that's run by Corky. He's going to put out a commercial to tell you where to go, which should be wonderful.
Yes, thank you. How about you, Don?
Well, what about your personal social media, Mary Jane? Some people like to say hi to you.
Okay, Instagram, A with the circle, THESMOKING, MARY, JANE. And for Twitter, after the A with the circle, please remove the THE. Thank you. What about you, Don?
Well, I will give my social media, but I don't know why I do it. First of all, a while back when my friend Brody Stevens was around, he had said that you're nobody until you have at least 10,000 followers on Twitter.
I got to 10,000, and then it dropped by 100. Now I'm back to 9,891. But I need you to follow me. It's simply Don Juan. I got to get back over 10,000. And on my Instagram, the same thing. I'm only at 7,012 on that. So I don't know what it's doing, but I know numbers are important.
Yes, Don, but you're going off of some old news because now you need multiple million of followers for any company to give you product endorsement or like Brody and other associates of yours. They got specials and TV things and all this stuff from having X number of interactive followers. So it's not even that you need 1 or 2 million. You need 1 or 2 million interactive followers.
Well, I still think the numbers are important to me because it's like in high school, if you were a really pretty girl but you had terrible acne, you might not get the kind of attention. I'm a very pretty girl, but I'm under 10,000 people, and Brody said you're nobody until you have 10,000 followers on Twitter. I need you to follow me on Twitter. I need you to follow me on Instagram. Simply Don 1. That's the number 1. But I see by the clock on the wall, it's time to say goodbye.